Regina. The Saskatchewan Ministry of Health released their bi-weekly Community Respiratory Illness Surveillance Program, CRISP, report for January 6, covering the period December 18 to December 31, 2022, and these are five things you should know about it. Influenza and COVID-19 case counts. DECLININGCOVID-19 lab confirmed cases decreased from 326 to 302. Test positivity increased to 6.7%. Influenza positive lab tests decreased from 122 to 69 with a test positivity of 5%. RSV activity is increasing, from 167 to 176 positive lab tests with the highest respiratory virus test positivity of 14.6%, mainly in preschool-age children. The majority of respiratory virus hospitalizations continue to be COVID-19, followed by RSV. Weekly visits to Saskatchewan Emergency Departments for Respiratory-like Illness, RLI, are stable at 33.2 per 1,000 visits last week compared to 32.3 per 1,000 this week. Calls to 811 Healthline for RLIs have increased over the past month, from 116 to 141 per 1,000 calls. The number of new COVID-19 outbreaks in high-risk settings remained steady at 4 to 6 per week over the past month. COVID-19 test positivity is INCRESINGCOVID-19 test positivity in Saskatchewan was 6.7%, an increase from 5.8% last week. Cases are largely in the 65 and over age group, 47%, BA.5 and its sublineages are the most commonly detected variants at 93.9% of current reporting period, followed by BA.2, 4%, and BA.4, 1.4%. The first detections of Omicron sublineage XBB.1.5 occurred in this reporting period. COVID-19 hospitalizations decreased from 103 to 92 admissions per week. COVID-19 ICU admissions remain stable at 8 admissions per week. Most were 60-plus years old. The proportion of staffed inpatient beds occupied by COVID-19 patients has decreased from 6.5% to 5.7% in the most recent week compared to the previous week. COVID-19 deaths have dropped from an average of 11 deaths per week in the previous 3 weeks to 3 reported deaths in the most recent week. Influenza down. Influenza detections decreased from 122 to 69 positive lab tests in this reporting period. Influenza test positivity dropped from 20.1% in the first week of December to 5% in the week ending December 31. Influenza cases are predominantly in the 20 to 64 year age group, 41%. One influenza outbreak in a high-risk setting was reported in the past week. Influenza hospitalizations have decreased in this reporting period. However, influenza ICU admissions increased. Deaths due to influenza continue to occur, with 3 deaths reported in the last 2 weeks. Test positivity remains highest in the far northeast, La Ronge and area, at 15.8% and northeast, Melfort and area, at 25%. Other respiratory viruses RSV detections increased over the past month from 83 to 176 cases last week. Lab test positivity tripled from 5 to 15%. RSV cases are largely in the pediatric age group. In the most recent surveillance week, 124 cases, 71%, were aged 0 to 4 years. RSV hospitalizations have increased slightly from 44 hospitalizations to 47 in the most recent week. The majority of RSV hospitalizations occurred in children aged 0 to 19 years. Other respiratory viruses fluctuated between 121 to 155 lab confirmed cases per week over the past month. Outbreaks of other viruses in high-risk settings varied between 0 and 5 outbreaks per week over the past month. The vaccine situation, with the exception of Regina, all areas of the province have less than 50% of their population up to date for COVID-19 vaccines. Less than half of individuals aged 50-plus have had more than one booster dose, 46%, of those aged 5 years and older, 21% have received their latest booster dose in the last 6 months. Only 18% of individuals aged 12-plus years have received a bivalent booster dose, N equals 191,441 doses. According to the province, having a COVID-19 booster in the last 6 months reduces the risk of a COVID-19 death 8 times compared unvaccinated individuals and over 4 times compared to those without a recent booster dose. The influenza immunization campaign launched October 11, 2022. To date, 1/4 of the Saskatchewan population, 25%, have received an influenza vaccine, a 1% increase from the previous reporting period. This is a 12% decrease in doses administered compared to the same time last year.